service. Emes yesterday bitaltem tamid shoben abayim. Yesterday you nimelu mechama, but you did not bring the tamid shoben abayim. You did not bring in the afternoon the tamid. The yachshav today or at night time bitaltem tamid Torah. Tonight you did not learn Torah. You hear what went on here? Yeshua is having the war. So true, during daytime when you're having war, you're seeing blood, you can't learn. But it comes at night time, you have a few hours to rest, you have a time, how come you didn't learn Torah now at night? So Yeshua said to him, Alezami and Bosa, listen, which one of these two chets are worse? Which one are you coming to give it to me for? Omalai, so the Malach said, Atabos, I'm coming right now. Now it's night time, the time upon you is, how come now at night, you're not sitting and learning Torah? Here all the Balamus talk about what Asmada means. Imagine, a guy in Amish fought by daytime, saw blood and guns and this and this. It comes nighttime, there's a taina why he's not learning Torah, even that night there's a taina. And we'll soon see, what wasn't he doing? He wasn't learning the Iyun. He was learning Torah, just he wasn't learning so deep. Why? The Pasuk says, Miyad, right away the Pasuk says, Vayolen Yeshua Balailahu B'Toyach Hemek. Yeshua went to sleep, B'Toyach Hemek, the Pasuk means in the valley, and we dashin the Yom Rav Yechanon. The Lama comes to teach us, Shelon B'Umkoi Shel Halacha. He went to sleep now in the oimik of the deep of learning. So Bala Musa's Madaik Mashmi was learning before also. Because he wasn't learning the way Yeshua should. Yeshua should be learning real Diyan. And he wasn't doing that. So here was a taina. That's the chet. So he right away, he was makab upon himself. Okay, I'll start to learn right now Diyan. Right. Oh, Mashmo bar unyo mishmei derav. Godol tamat Torah yosem akrovas tamidim. That learning Torah is greater than akrovas tamidim. Even bringing the tamidim. So say what learning Torah is greater than bringing carbon to tamid. Shenamer, here it says atabasi that Yeshua did two chatoyim. Yeshua did a chet that yesterday he didn't bring the tamid and tonight he didn't learn Torah. And the Malach says that you did not bring the tamid. Okay, but you're not learning Torah. That's worse. That's the chet I'm coming for. Coming to kill you now. Omalei Abaye Sever of the Rav Dimi. Hi Kro b'Marov b'May Mukmisu Lei. How does an Eretz Yisrael, in Marav, how do they learn Shan this Pasuk in Mishlei? But the Pasuk says, Al Teitzei Lariv Maher. Do not go out to have an argument fast. Ten, Ma Tasa Biachrisa. What will happen at the end of the argument? Biachliya Moischa Reyacha. That your friend will just embarrass you. Rivcha Rives Reyacha. And even if you have an argument with your friend, but Vesoid Acher Al Tego. Do not uncover the secrets. Even if you have an argument with him, don't tell him other information that doesn't pertain to this machlokes. Who's this going on? That b'shoah shomaleh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yecheskel, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel, Leich em olehem li Yisrael. Go tell Klai Yisrael, Ovichohe Moiri, your father is from Moiri, v'imcho chitis, and your mother is from chitis. As if to say, you're not keeping the Torah. Rashi says, Ovichohe Moiri, terach, v'yavoysev mi Kenan bon, your father came from Kenan. Yeah, the same thing your mother's on Chitis. Omro, Ruach, Piskunyos. So this Ruach Piskunyos, Rashi says, is Gavriel. Malach Gavriel came to argue. Piskunyos, some say, is an argument. He's the eternity for Klai Yisrael. He came to argue against Hashem. He came, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in front of Hashem. Ribbono Shel Olam, Im Yavoyu Avrom V'Sara V'Yamud Lefanecha. Let's say Avrom and Sara will come in front of you. Atayim Olehem, Omachliyam Oysam. Will you also say this, that his father was Terach, his father came from Amori, and his mother came from Chitis, to embarrass them? Will you also do that? Like Rivcha Rivas Riecha, the Sardachar, yeah, so that's the first pasuk. Like Al Tamahir, do not have an argument for it. Rashi says, Al Tamachalam Oysam, Shatakur Oysam, and Amori V'Chitis. So it's not nice to do this against Klal Yisrael. Now the second part of the pasuk, Rivcha Riv Es Riecha, the Sardachar Al Togel, that you could have an argument, but do not uncover other secrets. This was Gavriel's argument to Hashem. So you have permission like this to uncover the secrets, like what do you have to say this for? About Klai Yisrael, that their ancestors were Terach and Amori. So Mar says, in yes, the Yom Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, Shalosh Shemois Yeshloi. Period. Now the Mar's question, though. Omi Yisle Rishus Kulihai. Does this Malach Gavriel, does he have such permission that to talk such strongly against Hashem? Here it came, Mamish taught you against Hashem. How could you say these things? Does he have a right to talk this way? So the word says, in yes, the Yom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Sholosh Shemesh Yeshloi. This Malach Gavriel has three names to him, according to Rashi. Piskun, Itmun, and Sigrun. These are the three names he has. Piskun means, Shepoisek Dvorim Kapi Mala. Yes, he has a right to talk strong against Hashem, to put arguments for Klai Yisrael. Itmud means she'oitim abenusayim she'yisrael. He closes up, covers up all the chatoyim, the sins of Klal Yisrael in front of Hashem. And Sigrun means tivon she'soiger. Once he keeps quiet, once he finishes his statement, heshuvene pesach. Nobody else opens up anymore. He's such a good attorney, he's such a good lawyer, that when he says his statement, that's it. He keeps them all quiet. Now the post goes in Iyov, Hayaruch Shuacho Loivitzor. What does this mean? Rashi says, Kacho Yoimim Chaber Liyov, Kulum Hikadamta Shuacho Loivitzor Adloi Boat Soro, and the Yisoisekain, Hoyako Mamsim Eskecho. Like, who's coming to strengthen you? Omar Rebeloza. A person should always daven tefillah before the problems come about. If it wasn't that he davened first before the tzara happened, bein beisel or bein hai, that Avraham Avinu first davened in this place between hai. If it wasn't for Yeshua's, for Avraham Avinu's tefillah, when Klal Yisrael later on in Yeshua's times fought against Hai, they would have been killed out completely. The reason why they're still alive is because of Avraham's tefillah. She says they need to daven even before the problem comes about. Resh Lakish Shomar, Kol Ma'amit Atzma B'Tefilu Ever, daven strong, he davens well, is Milmata here in this world, is Ein Loi Tzor Milmala. That will protect him, so he'll have no people against him in Shemayim. There'll be no categories against him in Shemayim. Prosecutors upstairs. A person should even daven for this. A person should always be mevakish rachmim, shiyu hakil miyamtsim es koichoi. That everybody in Shemayim should only give him strength. He should have siyata, Rashi says, shiyashayua, malchi asharas. That the malchi asharas should also help him. Levakish rachmim, the what? That he should have no prosecutors upstairs. It's a terrible thing to have a prosecutor there. The person should daven here also. He should not have any tsorim milamalo. Now the Mishnah says, Minayim shekipol vidui. How do we know that Yeshua, after he said his vidui, he received the kapara? How do we know that Hashem forgave him? Tana Rabbanan went like this. Minayim shekipol vidui. How do we know that his vidui, Ochen's vidui, saved him? We had a kapara. Shinem HaPosek says, Vayayim lo Yeshua, Mayachar tani yakecho Hashem ayayim azeh. That you are dirty like today. Sudashin, ayayim azeh ato okur. Today you are dirty, you have your chet in front of you. But we are to ochu le'elam abo. In elam abo, there you'll be nice and clean. There you will not have your chet. That's the proof that Hashem was mechaper, means forgave him, means washed him off, cleaned him. Well, see the Pasuk says, V'nei zerach zimri v'yeson v'heimon, v'kilkal v'dardar kulam chamisha. All of them are five. Tomorrow says, my kulam chamisha. What do you mean five? Go count them. It says clearly, V'nei zerach zimri v'yeson two v'heimon three v'kilkal v'dardar. It says five. So what do you mean kulam chamisha? Rather, means to say, Kulam Chamishain Ve'olam Habo. All five of them will be Zoicha Te'olam Habo. Sivit says here, why? Because he did Tshuva, even though. Yeah, he did Tshuva. Sivit says Zimri, says here Zimri, Oksiv Ochen, and it says the word Ochen. Mashu was the same person. Rav Shmuel, Chadama once says Ochen Shmoy. His name was Ochen. V'olam Manikra Shmoy Zimri, why do they call him Zimri? She'osa Maisa Zimri. Because he did a maestas of Zim, like he was Boyal, he also did a lot of chatoyim. Rashi says, Noyev, he was a man who lived with other ladies. Kadyarmin Liel, Bua Naramarosa, he lived with a Naramarosa, therefore Ochen received the name like Zimri. The Chadam once says, no, Zimri Shmoy, really his name was Zimri. Volom Nikri Shmoy Ochen, why does the Pasek sometimes call him Ochen? Sheikar Avinaseim Shayisul. He blackened the Averis of Klaisul. Means, he caused Klaisul to be killed because of his Avera. Then it says, in many of their lists, if he does not know how to say vidui, so it's machlokes the Mishnah, if this person now, Reuven, is being killed, he says in himself, I know clearly that I did not do this chet. And the two Adim that said that I killed somebody are really zenonim, just I can't prove it. So Rabbi Yehuda says, the person has the right to say that my misa now should be a forgiveness for all the other chatoyim I did, but not this chet. This chet I didn't do. They have a right to say it. The Chum said, no, you can't say that. Gemara says, "V'yinaku atzmon." What's wrong? What's the Chum say? What, Rabbi Yehuda is right. Let the person clean himself. What do we care if he says he didn't do the chet? So Gemara says, "Yes, we're afraid." Kadesh l'lohitzi laza bot edinim. We do not want to give a bad name upon Bezdin. Be al edim and upon the edim. Like we have a Bezdin saying you are chayiv me. So we have two edim saying you did kill. If you're going to tell us, no, you did not kill, you're like being mighty loud, give a damn answer to this Bezdin. That's what we're afraid about. Tana Rabbanim. Nice to be of another mice with one person. She yotzel her. You went out to be killed. Omri said like this. Im yesh bi yovin zeh. If I do have this chet mit, I really killed. Loi tay misasi kapar l'chol avonaisai. Then my misa, my killer now, should not be a forgiveness for all of my averus. But what he meant to say, remain the oven there, that really I did not have this chet, I did not kill. And the eidim that said I killed are really zemimim. Then tay misasi kapar l'chol avonaisai. Then my misa should be my forgiveness. Obezin sha obezin v'chol yisrael manukin. For yeidim loi tay lehem mechila. But he said, you should know, the Edim I'll never forgive. I'll never forgive these Edim for what they did to me. Okay, Sheshamu, Chachamim, the Dover, and Chachamim heard what happened here. Armu, they said, Lehav Ziroi Iyesh. Listen, to retract the Psag Din, that we cannot do. Shekva Nigzru Gzera, we already made Gzera to kill him. Eli Yehori, we have to kill him. Fihei Koyle Toli B'tzavar Edim. And the blame should be totally in the neck of the Edim. That if they did something wrong, it's their fault. Torah says, treat, of course. Kol kemina, like what else could we do? Torah says, le'tzricho d'kahadri v'usadi. We're talking about the chiddushes, even in the case that the Edom now themselves retracted. And they said, you should know, really, we said false edus. Still the chiddush is, we do not retract the psak, we still kill him. For the Gemara pshita, d'kahadri v'umayevi, even if the Edom now retract, so what? There's a klal in the Torah that kivan shehigid, shuvein echezra magid. Once Edus say the Edus and it's accepted in Bezdin, they have no right to retract their Edus. Even if they say what we said before is false, we do not believe them anymore. We're afraid now that they're lying now. They became afraid, somebody bribed them, but they can't retract their Edus. That's the Kiddush. Even though the Edus now give us the reason why first they said he was Chayiv Misa. And now they're changing their mind. So it's a good reason to believe them. Ki yehid maisa deboi in a certain story like that. That's the Chiddush Kamashlan still know. We do not retract the psak. Once we have a psak that is chayiv misa, we leave it that way. Now the Mishnah says, ho yirochim the Beis HaSkila arba amis. When there were four amis away from the Beis HaSkila. Mashita noisai. They would take off his clothing. If he was a man, they would take off his clothing. I will soon say both of them. Es begodav. Now, ish, if he's a man, mechasa noisay melefonah, we would cover him in front, his erva, we would cover up, not to embarrass him. The yeishiv was a lady, melefonel v'yachol miachreh, we put a cloth in front and in back, not as tzniyas. Divrei Rav Yehuda, these are words of Rav Yehuda. V'achom marim no, ho ish niskalorim, the drash was only upon a man. When a man receives skila, he's undressed. But v'yeinu isha niskalat aruma, they have to gestone the lady, she's still allowed to have her clothing on. For her, there's no din of aruma. A man, we put a little clothing in front of him. The isha shnei prakim, two clothing. Beim lefne beim lachreil. If neisha kul erva, by a lady, both in front and in back, both is considered an erva. Tiver Rav Yehuda. Vacham maimrim no. Ho ish niskal orim. Only a man is stoned undressed. But v'yein isha niskal tarum. A lady is not stoned undressed. My tamadu by what's that button's drasha? My quote of pasuk says uvegarmai oisai. So Oisai means him alone without any clothing. We only stone the person and not his clothing. Ma Oisai, what does Oisai mean? Ilayma Oisai v'loy Oisai, just him and not her. Look, see, the passage says clearly, v'yoisai says ishu, oyesu ishahi. It says clearly we take out either a man or a lady to give skila. Elaraza, my Oisai, Oisai v'loy chusai. Only the man is stoned without any clothing. Him and not clothing. For Oisai, my shaking a lady, v'chusaisa. When she's stoned, she's still wearing her dress. That's the Rabbanu's drasha, that they hold an isha is stoned only with the clothing. If you do aina, oisev loich soisoi, loish na ish, loish na isha, no, he doesn't make a chilul between ish and isha, both of them are stoned without their clothing. Alright, we'll stop here. You hold off Mem Hayam and Aleph. We started the Gemara already. The Shaila is the Machlokes. When you give skila, is the man or the lady supposed to be Orim without clothing or not?